Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today as we face the issues. I pray that you look forward to this broadcast each day with information that will be inspiring, challenging, educative, and in some cases, as I've said to people, tune into this broadcast, it'll make you glad or it'll make you mad. There are a number of things that we need to look at and talk about in the era in which we're living. And all of them, as I see them, they're interrelated to biblical truth. And as we look at the issues, we need to do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is Scripture that ought to be the first, foremost, and final authority in our lives, especially as Christians, and even as conservatives and patriotic Americans. We need to recognize that America is built on a biblical foundation. And we're finding our foundations being absolutely, watching them being destroyed each and every day as we see the onslaught of those that would despise America and attempt to destroy our great nation. And in doing so, they're claiming that it's President Donald J. Trump that's caused all of the problems. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, we're going to be looking at today an issue that I think, let me just simply say, I believe, is new, will be new to you as our listener. Many, if not most, have not heard of the terms that we're going to talk about in this broadcast today. We're talking about building back better. It is the slogan that's been used by Basement Biden, Joe Biden, and his candidacy for president. Build back better and the global reset. What are those terms? What do they mean? And how should we view them as Christians, as conservatives, as Americans, as patriots? How should we view those terms? Build back better. Where did it originate? What is the rationale behind the term build back better? What is the rationale behind the term the global reset? You heard recently when Senator Chuck Schumer, in his ecstatic moments, says that if we could get the two Senate seats in Georgia, Schumer speaking, could get the two Senate seats in Georgia, he said, we could change America. And then he, before he said change America, we can change the world, control the world. And then he said change America in his more sane thought in that instant that he was speaking from the running board of his vehicle in a crowded street. So what do those things mean? Are they just simply terms that's used that's insignificant and a nonchalant statement? Or should we believe that there's something deeper? If you look at the Wikipedia, it says that it's conspiracy theory. Well, you know, we were told that it was conspiracy theory in relationship to the fraudulent election, but we found that it is absolutely factual and not conspiracy. Conspiracy. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you that we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's the written, revealed, inspired, and infallible, inerrant Word of God that ought to move and mandate and motivate our lives. It's the Word of God that is the truth book, as I call it. Jesus said in John 8:31 and 32 to his disciples as he's communicating with them, he said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further he says in John 17:17, thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the Word of God that ought to be our focus, not ABC, CBS, NBC News, or the Communist Network News. ABC News, I've said for years, it's always bashing Christians. NBC, nothing but Christian bashing. And may I remind us, we need to realize that our real source of fact would come from the scripture and not the fictitious terms and news that's found in the Communist Network news and the news on a daily basis. It is the truth book, the Word of God. It was George Orwell many years ago in writing his novel on the time, the date, and the time, calling it 1984. And Orwell said, and he's a secularist, he was a secularist. Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we find that today, and its prominence more than ever before in the history of our great nation. But ladies and gentlemen, from the Christian perspective, let me remind you, the 15th century church reformer and theologian, Jan Hus, made this statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And may I challenge us today, ladies and gentlemen? I really believe that the rapture of the church is near, much nearer than we think. It could happen at any moment. The sudden seizure, the snatching away of the bride of Christ, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And after the rapture of the church, there will be major chaos, confusion, darkness as the world has never seen. But I believe we're watching the stage being set for those days after the church is raptured out. I believe that we're watching God putting the actors in place. I believe we're watching the, if you please, the positioning of those that will take positions and roles in the one world governance after the rapture of the church. I believe we're seeing some of this in silhouette form taking place today. The child of God, the Christian, the conservative, can see the hand of God fulfilling the word of God as to what God is going to do. And so I believe it is necessary and it's incumbent upon us to recognize what's happening, to understand what's happening, and to understand the signs of the times, and to realize that just as in 2 Timothy 3, verse 1, it says in the scripture, know this also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. It means dark, devastating, dangerous, difficult, deadly times. And those times are upon us, ladies and gentlemen. You may want to keep your head buried in the sand and pretend it's not happening, but it does not reverse the course of action whatsoever. It's real and it's relevant. And I think as Christians, as conservatives, as central biblicists, as those that love the Lord, we need to understand the eschatological future of the world based on what God's Word says and not what Joe Biden and others may be postulating out of their easy chairs as to what they want to see America look like. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators for backup generation in case of emergency. Tools for Time is located, ladies and gentlemen, at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. They have a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about power backup equipment and about lawn care equipment for the professional as well as for the homeowner. They're located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's the home of Tools for Time. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a benchmark. There's a gigantic flag flowing at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. That is the U.S. flag flowing 165 foot high. And that gigantic flag flowing 24/7. Find at the base of that flagpole the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, a very serious subject today. Don't you dare turn that dial. In fact, pick up your telephone and invite friends, relatives, neighbors, and family members to tune in. I believe this could perhaps be one of the most important broadcasts we've done in quite some time as far as the information that we will be talking about. And though it might be scary, if you will, though it might seem ominous, if you will, it is real, it is factual, and we need to recognize it as Christians and be prepared. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to keep on praying. Keep on praying. Don't you dare surrender the ship. Don't you dare, ladies and gentlemen, believe that somehow, some way, this election is over. As the little boy says, it ain't over yet. And I believe that there's still things to come. We must not allow the socialist, Marxist, communist media to control the narrative. We must still faith God and believe God You see, I've said for many, many years, God is never in advance of time. God is never late. He is always on time. At the very point of the time, he is needed to intervene. God has never been late. He's never missed an appointment. He's not asleep. He's not dead. He's never even been sick. He hadn't even contracted the coronavirus. God is still alive and on the throne. We need to wake up, sit up, and take notice of that, ladies and gentlemen, and be encouraged to realize that God is still authoritative. God is still sovereign. But, ladies and gentlemen, most Americans from both parties know that this election was stolen. It was has been a stolen election. The shadow government, ladies and gentlemen, the government behind the scenes. I've said for years and years and years, and may I say again, at the risk of redundancy, for years, that there's a shadow government that's been operative behind the scenes. It's made up of those in the CIA, the FBI, and the intelligence agencies, as well as those on the side that really run the operation. You see, when President Trump took over, there was about 4,000 people just in the State Department that were the leftover carryover scabs from the Obama administration that really make the difference in what in the decisions that's made each day. That's true for each department in the federal government. Ladies and gentlemen, thousands upon thousands of embedded bureaucrats that make up the shadow government as to what is to take place and how it's to be carried out. You can believe it or leave it, but it's a fact. It is a fact, ladies and gentlemen, the election was stolen, and it was, I believe, the election in 2008 was stolen. I believe it was stolen in 2012, and I believe they attempted to steal the election in 2016, but they did not have enough phony, fraudulent votes put into the system to capture the election. And so this time, the 2020 election, the election was so fraught with actual, factual, in-your-face abuses and fraud that it's very visible that that's what took place. They realized they had to outpace what Trump would do. I believe President Trump really received about 80 million votes from the patriotic Americans in the United States of America in this election. But it was the social media, along with the China Dominion voting systems, that pulled off a hoax on America that I don't believe has ever been done or attempted at the rate that it was done this time. Here's an article that says the Dominion software intentionally designed to influence election results, according to the forensic reports. Let me just read you three paragraphs out of a massive article. A forensic audit of the Dominion voting system machines and software in Michigan, dealing just with Michigan, ladies and gentlemen, showed that they were designed to create fraud and influence election results, a data firm said Monday. We conclude, this is the forensic results, we conclude that the Dominion software voting system is intentionally and purposely designed with inherent errors to create systematic fraud and systemic influence over the election, according to Russell Raslin, co-founder of the Allied Security Operations Group, said in a preliminary report. Quote, the system intentionally generates an erroneously high number of ballot errors. The electronics ballots are then transferred for adjudication. The intentional errors lead to bulk adjudication of ballots with no oversight, no transparency, no audit trail. This leads to voter or election fraud. Based on our study, we conclude that the Dominion voting system should not ever have been used in the Michigan election. We further conclude that the results of the Atrium County should not have been certified at all. And he goes on state by state with the same audit and the same response of saying the machines were designed for the very purpose of a fraudulent election. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, that says Dominion audit ballot error rate was at least, listen, I don't know if this can be any more staggering, said the ballot error rate was at least 85,000 times higher than the Federal Elections Commission allows. A Michigan judge ordered the release Monday of an independent forensic audit report of the Dominion voting system machines used in the Atrium County, which flipped from a win for Democrats Joe Biden to President Trump after the glitch was discovered. Additionally, the team reported that extremely suspicious absence of logs regarding the abnormality and the abnormal high number of digital adjudicated ballots. The report said that of the 15,676 individual voting events recorded on the Dominion voting system in Atrium County, 10,667 ballots, or 68.05%, were erroneous ballots. 68.05%. Let that sink in for a moment. The allowable election error established by the FEC guidelines is 1 in 500,000 ballots. 1 in 500,000 ballots. Hear that? But this team said it was 1 in 125,000 ballots, or 0.0008%, making the requirement less strict, account for the vagueness in the law. The reviewer said in the text to Western Journal. In other words, what occurred in this county alone was at least 85,000 times higher than what is allowable by the Federal Elections Commission. But ladies and gentlemen, you know, and I know, that's fact. You know, and I know that that's been discovered. But what is so abnormal about it is that out of dozens and dozens, I believe a total of about 4 or 5 dozen cases that have been brought by the Trump administration and others have brought this to light. They have evidence, they have affidavits, they have video footage showing the fraud taking place. And yet the Supreme Court, may I say the extreme court, has refused to review any of the evidence. They just simply, with a lackadaisical attitude, said, you don't have standing. And as a result of that, they've cast off any opportunity at this point to make any change of this fraudulent election. Senator Rand Paul said this: fraud happened. President's election has been stolen. In a Senate hearing Wednesday that erupted into a heated exchange between the chairman and the ranking member, Republican Rand Paul charged the 2020 election was stolen, arguing courts never addressed the evidence before them. The courts haven't decided the facts. They never looked at the facts, the Kentucky senator said. The fraud happened. The election in many ways was stolen, and the only way it will be fixed is by the further reinforcing the laws, Paul said. Rand Paul's remarks came out to a former independent counsel, Ken Starr, affirmed that some 60 court cases brought by the Trump campaign and its allies were rejected primarily for procedural reasons as opposed to their merits. I think it's important that we look at this and understand what the courts are saying and not saying, Rand Paul said. The courts have not said there wasn't fraud. The courts simply didn't rule on or hear about or want to listen to the evidence about the fraud, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, America needs to understand that we have watched a fraudulent election. And where I'm going with this, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. I want to set the stage for where we're going with the term build back better that Joe Biden has used. And the term that is being used now and touted in Washington, the global reset. Chuck Schumer, John Kerry, all of the scabs out of the Clinton administration, all the scabs out of the Barack Hussein Obama administration are now coming again to the forefront. And they're wanting to set up a global reset. So what do they mean by build back better? And what is meant by the global reset? Should we be concerned about the evidence that is before us as to what is happening? But I want us to still continue to pray. I want us to continue to look up, lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. What I'm saying today is not to demean, not to further discourage, not to further disrupt our hopes and our prayers and God's intervention, but for us to understand the big picture of what is taking place in America and on a global level. Here's an article that said, America warned political divisions are giving China way to global dominance. The United States is mired in the succession crisis. There is much loose talk about another civil war erupting between supporters of President-elect Joe Biden and President Donald Trump. As this occurs, Americans' enemies act boldly against the U.S. interest. Each previous moment wasted on deciding what is taking place and who won the White House in November is another moment that the Chinese Communist Party continues its long march to global dominance. China's dominance will not come at first in the form of military conquest. Beijing is very much in the 20th century power, and its program for displacing the United States will look far different from what the Soviet Union tried during the Cold War. Chinese dominance will be brought on by superior trade in industry and technological developments and practices. Beijing recently signed a voluntarily free trade alliance with several Asian powers, including Australia, meant to increase China's influence over the Indo-Pacific and diminish Washington's hard-won influence there. China announced it had achieved quantum supremacy, a lodestar for which whatever country or company seeks to pioneer quantum computing. Many technologists, like Scott Amax, have previously argued that quantum computing could be as disruptive to the world and economy as the cotton gin or the automobile were. Whoever dominates this new industry will write humanity's future, he says, and goes on to talk about the rest of the government never fully embraced Trump's robust space program, but now it may be too late, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're building up to the point of talking about Build Back Better and the global reset and what it means. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, the thought came to me during the program today that Christianity is the immune system for America. And now that the Christianity, Judeo-Christian values are being attacked, the immune system is being torn down. Build Back Better means they're first going to tear down American-type government, our freedoms, Bill of Rights, and it's going to open us up for opportunist infections such as socialism and biased news, propaganda, censorship, and apostasy, moral decline, corruption, violence. It's all happening just like the Bible said. A house or kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. And unless a miracle happens, I agree with you that I think the rapture is not far away.
Brother, you're exactly right, and you've just summarized the entire broadcast. I need to just give you the mic and let you finish the broadcast. It is you're on target with what you're saying. And may I simply, at this juncture, even before getting into that portion of the description of Build Back Better, it is a socialist, Marxist, communist terminology that's been used for centuries in the Socialist Communist Party and in the socialist journey around the globe. It is a socialist terminology. It has nothing to do with trying to make America great again, as President Trump has used as his moniker, but it has all to do with the destruction of a present current system in America that we know of as the Constitutional Bill of Rights, as the constitutional liberties, and as the capitalistic system in America. They fully intend, brother, to tear it down completely to the foundation, to build it back better as they see it, which is a global governance approach to what we see in America today. And it will, just as you've said, destroy anything that we hold dear as Christians. It will destroy Christianity as we know it. It will destroy the morals and the ethics and the values as we've known them. It will destroy our foundation, and it will build it back, as they call it, better. And the better is a communist, socialist, Marxist regime for the United States of America. So you're exactly right. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize the dangers that loom ahead. I don't know if I could make it any more passionate, any more powerful, any more concerted in my efforts to warn us of what's on the horizon if God does not divinely intervene in this election, even at the last minute, the 11th hour, the 59th minute, God can still intervene. So, brother, thank you so much for your insight and for your call. You're on target 100%. I commend you for that insight and for what you see taking place. And our nation needs to be warned of where we're going and what is taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the fact that we must pay close attention to what's happening. We must pray and seek God's face and ask Him to intervene even at this last moment, in these last days, to restore the office of the president to Donald J. Trump. I'm prayerful, ladies and gentlemen. I'll not elaborate on this further, but on January the 6th, as you know, the joint meeting of the House and the Senate, Congress will meet. Vice President Pence will do the opening of the college votes, electoral college votes that's been cast on the 14th of December. He will open those, read them, and if there are objections, then there will be a total new ball game. And it's at that juncture, at that place, that I pray that there will be calamity in Washington that Washington has never seen before. at least in the past couple hundred years, in relationship to that part of the Constitution being enacted. And it's at that point that I believe we have to pray and ask God to intervene, to intercede, and to give victory at the last minute for President Donald J. Trump. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, we need to keep praying. Today, our churches and our homes and our families and our freedoms are more protected than ever before under the presidency of Donald J. Trump. Finally, ladies and gentlemen, we have a president that has protected our nation's borders. There's about 450 miles of wall that has been built. And even today, because of the rumblings of the potentiality of Joe Biden being president, our borders are now being rushed once again. Thousands, I believe some 60 or 70,000 just in the past couple of weeks have rushed the borders trying to get in. They believe that already that Biden is in office and Biden's going to open the borders. And Biden's already said not only will he open the borders, but he'll take the walls down that President Trump has built to make a sieve out of our southern border. It is believed that somewhere in the neighborhood of 52 million illegals will come in immediately after Biden is sworn into office, if in fact he is. We need to pray and ask God to intervene and prevent that. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had the greatest peace in the Middle East that we've seen in the past 50 years as a result of President Donald J. Trump. He has set up and developed the Abraham Accord with, I believe, four or five of the Islamic jihadist nations signing on, even with Saudi Arabia now allowing Israeli jets and regular air flight to go over Saudi Arabia without any intervention. Ladies and gentlemen, President Trump has done more to protect the family and our faith and our freedoms in America than the presidents in history past. In the past 244 years, I believe President Trump has recognized and has protected what God has given us as a nation. And he doesn't need to do that. He doesn't need the money. He donates his salary every month to worthy causes or puts it back into the treasury. He doesn't need the headaches. He doesn't need the heartache. He doesn't need the constant barrage from the socialist, Marxist, communist media and the communist party known as the Democrats. But he's done that, and ladies and gentlemen, we ought to be eternally grateful that he has. But ladies and gentlemen, all of this will cease. All of this that we see in America today will truly be a dark future if Joe Biden is sworn into the office on January the 20th of 2021. Joe Biden's slogan, as I said earlier, has been Build Back Better. So what does that really mean, Build Back Better? Let me just give you a little blurb before our news break. The election is the climax of the battle between freedom and communism, between good and evil. Lynn Wood, he's an attorney, constitutional attorney. Lynn Wood claims that President Trump is going to clean up things. Be not afraid, he says. President Trump is going to clean up these things. Lynn Wood shared that the President Trump is going to clean up the swamp and address the massive corruption coming into our country from China. Wood then shared that this election was a climax between good and evil, and President Trump will take it again, take action again. He is a genius, Lynn Wood says. Wood next pointed out how the big media has become an arm of the Chinese Communist Party. Not one big media entirely reported, not one media reported the results of the Dominion voting machine forensic audit yesterday and showed that showed unheard of fraud, transferring votes to Biden, sending records to God knows where in China for the adjudication, moving to Biden, and many, many, many others issues unheard of in this well-documented environment that we're in today. It's not too late, he says. There's still more to come, end quote. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what we see taking place today. And I still ask you, encourage you, challenge you as Christians to pray and ask God to intervene. Ladies and gentlemen, don't turn your dial. The best is yet to come. Right after the top of the hour news, we'll be right back with Let's Face the Issues. We're talking about Build Back Better, the global reset.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.